The process of mummification in ancient Egypt was a meticulous and sacred ritual designed to prepare the deceased for the journey into the afterlife. This practice ensured that the body was preserved for eternity, allowing the individual to maintain their identity and connect with the living world. The entire mummification process involves several critical steps, each imbued with religious significance. One of the first steps in mummification was the removal of organs, with the exception of the heart, which was believed to be the seat of intelligence and emotion. The other internal organs, such as the lungs, stomach, intestines, and liver, were extracted and placed in canopic jars. These jars were specifically designed to hold and protect the organs, each assigned to one of the four sons of Horus, who served as guardians. The baboon-headed Hapi protected the lungs. The human-headed Imsiti safeguarded the liver. The jackal-headed Duamutef oversaw the stomach, and the falcon-headed Kubesinuef took care of the intestines. This practice reflected the Egyptians' beliefs in the importance of the body and its preservation for the afterlife. Following the removal of the organs, the body underwent a process of desiccation. The deceased was covered with natron salt, a naturally occurring mineral compound, for approximately 40 days. This desiccating agent served to absorb moisture from the body, preventing decay and decomposition. The use of natron was crucial, as it allowed the body to be preserved for centuries, which was essential for the beliefs surrounding resurrection and the afterlife. After desiccation, the body cavity was filled or stuffed with linen and aromatic substances to maintain its form and provide a pleasing fragrance. The stuffing helped to further preserve the body and contributed to its overall appearance. Additionally, the body was anointed with oils and resins, which not only offered protection against decay, but also held spiritual significance. These substances were believed to purify the body and connect the deceased with the divine, facilitating their safe passage to the afterlife. The next step involved the comprehensive wrapping of the body in linen bandages. This process could take days, as the body was meticulously wrapped with layers of linen to ensure thorough protection. Amulets and other protective items were strategically placed between the layers of linen. These magical artifacts were intended to safeguard the deceased in their journey through the afterlife, providing protection against malevolent forces and ensuring their safe return to the living world. Finally, a funerary mask, often gilded for royalty, was laid over the mummy's head and shoulders. These masks were intricately designed to reflect the deceased likeness and to convey their identity, essentially acting as a substitute for the face. The mask served both practical and spiritual purposes, helping to protect the mummy's features while also enabling the soul to recognize the body upon its return. The lavish decoration of these masks highlighted the importance of status and the belief in an eternal existence. In summary, the process of mummification was a deeply significant aspect of ancient Egyptian culture, intricately tied to their beliefs in the afterlife and the importance of preserving the body for eternity. Each step, from the removal of organs to the application of a funerary mask, was performed with great care and reverence, ensuring that the deceased was fully equipped for their journey into the next realm. This elaborate practice reflects the ancient Egyptians' profound respect for life, death, and the enduring connection between the physical and spiritual world.